the Information Service for Appropriate Technology in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe present
Making It Work.
Connecting you with people across Africa who know how to solve some of your basic problems. In this program,
how to grind your sorghum into a fine, healthy meal. In today's program, we look at how the people of Botswana enjoy a good meal of sorghum produced by a grinding machine, which is cheap and easy to use. My name is George Msumba.
And I'm Brenda Moyo. If you are interested in the topic we are talking about today, please remember that we will give you an important address at the end of the program. So have a pen and paper ready. A few weeks ago, George visited the village of Kanye, some 90 kilometers from Gaborone, the capital city of Botswana. Kanye is built on top of a plateau or highland. It is difficult to notice this when you are in Kanye, George says, because the land looks so flat. He also went to Hlokweng, which is only a few minutes outside Gaborone.
My visit was to find out about sorghum milling in Botswana. The Botswana staple diet is based on sorghum meal and not so much on maize meal like most African countries. This is good for the Botswana because sorghum does not need much rain to grow. Sorghum was a part of their diet for so long. The people of Botswana had their traditional way of grinding sorghum into a flour. My canon Tomang explains.
It used to take a long time. First of all, you had to soak the sorghum in water. Having soaked the sorghum, you would come and remove the chaff, then you remove the bran. You re-soak it again, then you have to pound it in pestle and mortar. After that, you then take it to the grinding stone.
My canon Tomang works at Borik Sorghum Millers. Her job is to weigh the bags of sorghum after they have been milled. She joined Borik in 1987 when she was taught how to mill with a machine.
The traditional grinding stone is actually made up of two stones. There is the bigger stone, which is hollow in the middle and into which the sorghum is placed. Then there is a smaller stone, which is moved back and forth in the hollow area, crushing the sorghum. The person grinding this sorghum has to kneel down and uses both hands to move the smaller stone. It is a tiring job indeed, with only a little flour produced at the end. George met Mr. Teacher Sibuku from Kanye at Borik Sorghum Millers, where he had come to have his sorghum milled. Mr. Sibuku has been growing sorghum for a long, long time, and he knows all about the old way.
Preparing just a meal probably took an hour or more, if we have to remember the whole process of grinding and sifting the flour.
So you can imagine how much time you would need on the grinding stone to make flour which can last a week. This flour must be enough to feed you and your family and, of course, any visitors that may come by.
Most regions in Africa are experiencing a shortage of rain. Hunger follows after a season of drought because most plants die from lack of water. Sorghum is one of the few plants which can survive during times of little rain. That is its biggest advantage, but apart from this, it has other uses, and some of these uses can help you make money.
For example, we could use sorghum to make malt, and you could make a malt drink. The same malt could be used to make beer, the opaque beer, the clear beer, for example, to make lager. So when you look at it, there are so many uses of sorghum that we have not yet tapped into.
And what do the rural people of Botswana use it for?
They, for first of all, they use it to as a meal, like maize meal. And secondly, they use it to brew their traditional beer. Yeah. And of course, the bran, they use it to feed their animals.
Mr. Clifford Njolomba works at Borik Sorghum Millers as a production manager. The company is a joint business between Mr. Boikayego, a local businessman from Kanye, and the Rural Industries Innovation Center, or RIC as it is often called. Borik employs 22 people, and they use machines to grind sorghum much quicker than the old-fashioned way.
We are on milling sorghum on a commercial basis, but at the same time, we do have a service for the villages because they can no longer mill sorghum the way they used to. So they come here after growing, they would sell off some and definitely remain some for consumption. So they would come over here and say, look here, we want you to mill. So we definitely have a service for the people that we have to mill. Not only should they buy from us, but we mill their own sorghum. And we give to them the bran which they use to feed the cattle.
Botswana sorghum milling relies on a machine which is called sorghum dehuller and hammer mill. To dehull means to remove the husk. Therefore, the sorghum dehuller's job is to remove the husk or chaff and the bran. The hammer mill is there to grind the sorghum into flour.
Tokweng village is not far from Gaborone. It is one of the gateways to South Africa from Botswana. Mr. Edward Tabeng works as a coordinator with the Rural Development Center in Tokweng. The Rural Development Center has three sets of sorghum dehuller and hammer mill machines, and they have 16 millers who control all the operations. 12 of the millers are women. Mr. Tabeng explains why they have so many women operating the machines.
The pounding, the traditional pounding, maybe has been associated with women, and maybe that might have an influence. Maybe the women had the interest because they had that traditional way. It has been associated with women. Maybe that might be the reason why it attracted women than men.
What is the sorghum dehuller and hammer mill machine all about? This is a combination of two machines designed by the Rural Industries Innovation Center, which is based at Kanye. The first machine, the sorghum dehuller, does not need to be assembled because it is supplied with all the parts and machinery in place.
It weighs 200 kilograms, although it does not take up much space. It is run by an electric motor, meaning that if you have access to electricity, you can draw from that. If you do not, then you can connect it to a power generator.
The hammer mill comes with a dehuller and it uses the same motor as the dehuller. Let us find out how they work.
In the process of actually making the sorghum mill, we will have someone standing at the dehuller machine that is putting some grains into the machine, and that is dehulled. Then we have the same person taking the dehulled sorghum into the hammer mill, and you have another person being placed at the end where the sorghum mill actually comes out from the machine, and then he will do taking the mill into the package. Someone will put it on the scale, weigh it, and then seal it.
We know that when the grain is placed in the sorghum dehuller, it loses its husk or bran. Mr. Clifford Njolomba from Borik explains what happens to the seed inside the machine.
It rubs against the abrasive material which turns in the machine. In so doing, it removes the bran.
A dehuller machine has 13 rough stones which separate the waste from the grain. The stones are held on a shaft or metal rod which turns in a circle. As the shaft turns, the stones will rub against the grain. That is how the bran and chaff is removed from the grain. The process of removing the waste takes about 3 to 5 minutes, depending on the amount of grain which is put in and how much water is in the grain. The dehuller can only take in up to 25 kilograms of grain at a time, but it can go through up to 400 kilograms of grain per hour.
But then, what is the reason for removing the bran in the dehuller? Why not take it straight to the hammer mill?
In fact, it's as a general practice. I mean, first of all, what we have to think of is that the sorghum comes directly from the fields after removing the chaff and everything. And definitely, if you don't remove the bran, it contains a certain amount of chaff which you have to remove. So if you don't remove that chaff, it's going to choke people when you eat it.
The good news is that you do not remove all the bran. The machine is only able to remove the bran which comes into contact with the rough stones. The bran that is left will provide some vitamins which the body needs, but at the same time, you have a cleaner and easier to eat grain.
The dehulled sorghum, which is called musarwa in Tswana, then goes into the hammer mill.
The hammer mill has a screen and grinding hammers. The screen is like the basket you use for sifting your millimill. It controls the amount of grain falling to the grinding hammers below. This screen can be changed to three different sizes for different kinds of meal.
Below, there are 48 hammers made from steel, and these crush the grain into flour.
In a moment, we'll give you an address you can write to if you are interested in the sorghum dehulla and hammer mill. But first, let us find out how it has helped the Batswana. For the women in particular, it has been a relief because the way we milled before was very hard. Now the advantage is that we women no longer have to do so much hard work. These days, the women only have to remove some of the chaff and the machine does everything. Mr. Thabane knows how important the machine is for business in his community as well, because many farmers come to him to sell their sorghum grain, to have it milled and to collect the bran.
That bran is used to feed cattle, so we have farmers coming in every day. Of course, we have a long list of which we can't even, now be able to satisfy them. They buy this bran to feed their cattle. And even some of the sweepings, we have also the sweepings which are a mixture of soft boopy and some grains which fell to the ground, which cannot be given to the people. That is also packaged in 50 kgs, and it is sold to people who are rearing fowls.
And how long does the machine last?
It's not a kind of machine that needs a lot of maintenance, so to say. The kind of maintenance like that you need is definitely is just to change the stones when they are finished, or maybe to grease it, which is fairly can be done by anybody. Or you have to be shown that the grease goes there and that goes there and that's it. It doesn't really need very highly skilled technicians or anything. It's basic. It's a basic kind of machinery.
It is not certain whether Africa's rains will fall as much as they used to. And this means that it is not sure if we will always be able to grow maize. We know that Botswana's staple diet is sorghum meal, and we know that sorghum can grow even during drought periods. In some places, this grain could stop people from going hungry when there has been a poor rainy season. The problem used to be that sorghum took a lot of time and effort to prepare, so people did not like to grow it. But if sorghum is easy to mill, maybe more and more people will grow the crop, and as a result, less and less people may go hungry.
If you want to know more about the sorghum mill and how you can get it in your community, write to Making It Work, Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, P.O. Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, P.O. Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Finally, many thanks to the Ditholwane Cultural Dance Group from Botswana for providing the music for today's program. Until next time, I'm Brenda Moyo.
And I'm George Msumba, reminding you that in Africa, there are many ways to make it work.
Making It Work was brought to you by ISAT in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe, produced by Radio Bridge Overseas.